7251, just calling to tell more stories.
I'm ready. Let me know what's going on.
Well, the little brats are gone, but when two out of the three got off the bus back at Division, they started slapping the side of the bus, and they started throwing stuff from the ground or their pockets in the windows. And then they ran to the other side of the road and proceeded to throw stuff at the bus from across the road. Anyways, they're easily recognizable.
I copy. Do you have a description of them and what stop exactly they got off at?
They got off at the Division stop. They ran kitty corner over to the corner Division. That'd be the southeast corner. And again, three of them, two black, one white. The white kid's really small, smallest of the three. I think he was wearing all red, pretty much. Medium-sized kid. About 5 foot. And the tallest kid, probably about 5'6". All slender. Tallest one has short curls. Over.
And any clothing description for the other ones that would stand out to operators?
I'm trying to think. The tallest one was definitely wearing like some gray shorts, like some sport type shorts. Yeah, it all happened so quick. I see these kids all the time though. I mean, they're just really easy to recognize between the three of them. They're always together, and the white kid's just a runt. They're all slender. It's easy to pick them out.
I copy. Well, I'll send out a warning to the line 2s and the line 72s, and no more loud verbals today, okay? I'm kidding.
I'm going to try. There was no verbal until they just decided to get off the bus and act out. Nothing led up to it. I don't know why they did what they did in the end. Actually, the medium-sized kid was going to stay on the bus. I told him to get off after the other two were doing what they were doing. So, I don't know.
Hi, Poppy. Well, I hope the rest of your night is very uneventful. And